Good morning, everybody. A warm welcome to everyone, especially if you're worshipping with us for the first time. Tea, coffee, etc. will be available in the main hall at the end of this service, and at 11:30 there will be the interactive service, and some of those people will be coming in and you can meet them over tea and coffee. At 6:30 there is the reflective service this evening with communion. There's a special welcome this morning for Jacob Barley, who is leading us in worship. And I know we shall all benefit from the passionate feelings he has for what he has to tell us. Pastoral news this morning. Rose Oeming Barley has a granddaughter. On a sadder note, Daniel Prince's father, who lives in South Africa, has recently died, and Daniel and Sue have gone to South Africa for the funeral. Sue Watts's sister has sadly died. Anne Phillips is in hospital. And to finish on a happier note, Michael Miller is leaving us from today. And he is moving to Peacehaven in East Sussex, where he is to remarry. And he leaves us with thanks to everybody here for their kindness and support in the years that he's been a member of the church here. So congratulations to Michael. Open gardens today. Barbara Fielding's open garden, Cambridge Road, New Malden. Everybody is welcome to come and hopefully enjoy some nice weather. And next Saturday, Pat Brooks's open garden is to be held in Surbiton. There are three additional points. One is from Pat Brooks, who will come and tell us something about the faith development.
If you're coming to my garden, please would you bring your chair? I haven't got many chairs, but it always rains on my garden, so you're welcome to come and sit in my house. On Monday the 6th of September, something really exciting is going to happen. Are you listening carefully? Really exciting. It's a Monday, 7:30 here, and we're going to have a new Christianity Explored. I have to tell you that Christianity Explored is really good fun. It involves a DVD. It involves us talking to each other. There is no embarrassing singing like in Alpha. There is no embarrassing praying. Nobody's going to ask you to pray or anything embarrassing like that. Just come and talk about and see again the basis of our faith. It's a good course. It lasts for 10 weeks, Monday evening, 7:30. Now, if you can't manage Monday evening, I'm going to run one on Wednesday at 2. There's a service at 1:20, and you can be here. And then if there's just a few people, I'll gather them up and take them to my house. If there's a lot, we can be in here. But Wednesday afternoons, starting on the 8th of September, another Christianity Explored. Now, if you don't want to do that, you can come to Esther, which is going to start on Tuesday the 7th. So if you're interested, at 7:30 down here, Esther. It's a good book, interesting. Come along and have some fun. On Mondays, we serve coffee and biscuits and things. On Tuesdays, we serve wine and cheese. On Wednesdays, we serve coffee and cakes. So take your pick.
Thank you, Pat. Liz Bartlett will now tell us something about Link Romania.
Well, September's getting off to a great start, I can see.
On the 11th, that's Saturday the 11th of September, we're going to have a talk from Heather Matthew, who's a Link Romania volunteer. She and her partner, George Hoskins, who's the area organiser for this, for Kingston and New Malden, went last year with the shoeboxes to Romania, Moldova and Ukraine, I think, actually delivering them. And she's got a very interesting talk to give. They've taken videos. And I felt that last year when we saw the Link Romania video, there were a lot of questions coming up, which I'm hoping we'll have a chance to air and talk to her about. I think we support Link Romania very, very well in this church, and it would be lovely to feel we were better informed both about the situation that the gifts go to, and also I think we could ask her about exactly what's needed. I always feel I need better information about what to put in my box. So, and we're inviting other churches and organisations from Kingston. So it should be a good morning. So that's Saturday, the 11th of September at 10:30 here.
And finally, Alwyn Sawney is having a word.
You don't have to remember any date, okay? Do you remember this? The cookery book that we produced for the Acorn Fund. Terrific book. We're going to have another cookery book in order to raise funds for our kitchen refurbishment. And we'd like your top tips, please. When people start talking about their cooking in Cook and Eat and elsewhere, they will go, oh, I buy this from Sainsbury's and I make it last to do this and this with it. And tips seem to be really popular, you know, more than recipes maybe. So to start off with, in this box, which I shall put in the foyer there, all your little sort of things that you do and find work well for you at home, and we'll see where we get to after that. Thanks.
Please sit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Know that the Lord is everything you do, and He will always show you the right way. Our first hymn is This Is the Day. All of us have our own understanding of what it means to be divided. Some of us may think of a wall or a barrier. Others think of conflict or separation. And I'm sure all of you have experienced division in all of your lives. And there are many examples of division and many ways that we can actually think that division can affect us. And from these examples, the last thing we want is division in our lives. But there are times when division is needed. We're going to sing, "Will You Come and Follow Me?" We join to pray. Gracious and almighty God, we come to you with open hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the love you show us every day, for the gifts that you bless us with, and for the relationships you honor us with. Lord, we thank you. We confess to you that we have sinned. We disregard the amazing things you continue to do for us. We dismiss the miracles you show us, and we let our egos prevent us from showing love to others. Give us the will to love you, Lord. Teach us to love others. Inspire us to extend our love to all your creation. Motivate us to love ourselves, and give us the humility to receive love too. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forevermore. Amen. Our reading will touch on the subject of division and tell us what Jesus thought and how he felt about division. Our reading will be from Luke 12, verses 49 to 56.
I came to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism to receive, and how distressed I am until it is over. Do you suppose that I came to bring peace to the world? No, not peace, but division. From now on, a family of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. Fathers will be against their sons and sons against their fathers. Mothers will be against their daughters and daughters against their mothers. Mothers-in-law will be against their daughters-in-law and daughters-in-law against their mothers-in-law. Jesus said also to the people, when you see a cloud coming up in the west, at once you say that it is going to rain. And it does. And when you feel the south wind blowing, you say that it is going to get hot. And it does. Hypocrites, you can look at the earth and the sky and predict the weather. Why then don't you know the meaning of this present time?
Wow. What a passage to wake you up on a Sunday morning. Just when you thought you'll fall asleep in the middle of a service, bang, a passage like this smacks you in the face. Where did it come from? I don't remember that being in the Bible. We find it hard to think that Jesus, who we associate with peace, and who died so that we may have unity with God, would even consider talking about division. In this passage, Jesus tells his disciples that he didn't come to bring peace to the world, but division. What on earth could he mean? To understand this passage, first, we have to remember that Luke was writing to an audience in a different time, who would have experienced division in their lives. Negativity and stigma followed Christians in the whole community, and it's likely that whole families would have divided due to one's faith. Many of you will know the story of Saul. He was a man who hunted Christians, and after having a vision of Jesus, he was saved. This is the part of the story we all remember. What we tend to forget is that after his conversion, he faced persecution, false accusations, imprisonment, and attempts on his life. due to his faith. But this is something we cannot forget, as though it was part of history. Even today, people are persecuted due to their faith. Many people of all faiths are continually the victims of violence and misunderstanding. In communities where faith and religion has social and ethnic ties, converting from your faith can mean segregation and death. For example, in 2007, an Egyptian, Mohammed Hegesi, converted to Christianity and tried to legally register his conversion. He received so many death threats that he was forced into hiding. His own father threatened to kill him with his own hands. Mina Nevisa is an Iranian who fled from Iran after converting to Christianity. She speaks of the fate of her cousin in her words. She was arrested on charges of apostasy and taken to Evin prison, where she was raped, tortured, and then killed by a firing squad. These stories are not unique. And even in the West, people still face persecution when they convert. People who convert from Christianity and those who change denomination are subject to the same hostility and persecution from communities and family members. Many people today think that division is always bad and peace is always good. Don't get me wrong. Peace can be a beautiful thing. And real peace, peace based on justice, is God's will. But on the way there, things that look like peace are just laziness, complacency, and superficiality. For example, we all like to be friends with our neighbors, kind to them, and happy with them. But what would happen if you suspected that your neighbor was abusing their child? Justice will be demanding that you act. Real peace will be screaming that you speak out. And looking the other way would be contrary to God's will. One thing we tend to forget is that Jesus didn't come with a simple message. No. He came with a revolution. And I'm not saying, and in this passage, Jesus is not saying that peace is always bad. And I can't emphasize this point enough. What he is saying is that our faith in God and our call to mission is more important than social and family loyalties. A world that has peace but is unified under a banner of injustice is not what God wants. But a world divided, where truth and love are freely expressed, is what he is talking about. Further, there is a real skill in learning how to challenge without yourself becoming disagreeable. The call to be a worker of peace is hard and a long road. Mahatma Gandhi dedicated his life to truth and freedom. Oscar Romero dedicated his life to continuing God's mission on earth. And Martin Luther King dedicated his life to ending injustice and persecution. How often do we see things wrong but don't act because we don't think it's our place? How often do we allow rules and regulations to stop us from helping others? We need to ask ourselves, are we really placing God first? In this passage, Jesus was talking about change. And how frustrated must he have felt waiting for it to come. Part of being a Christian is knowing that there will be times when you will say something that will cause division. But sometimes there are things that just need to be said. The second part of the passage could easily have been written for our modern society. We live in a time where we are tempted by material things, and we live in the moment to the point of which it has clouded our judgment on right and wrong. We watch the earth. We know about climate change, holes in the ozone layer, melting ice caps and deforestation. We study volcanoes, earthquakes, tidal waves, hurricanes and tornadoes. Yes, we have come so far with our understanding of the world. Yet we fail to even recognize God's influence and miracles on earth. Nothing can compare to the strength, power, and might of our Lord, creator of galaxies, creator of atoms, and creator of natural laws. How silly to live without him. How foolish to disobey him. And how arrogant to ignore him. Yet, we still do. We join to sing Colors of Day. Holy Spirit, come. Light a flame that will never go out. Help us spread your fire of acceptance in the world. Help us to think of others before ourselves and to always be ready to love and serve people. As we watch for signs of the weather changing, so help us to look out for signs of you, Jesus. As we feel the wind on our faces, so help us feel the power of the Holy Spirit. As we hear the rain drum a beat on the pavements, so help us hear the sound of your voice, Lord. And as we see the brightness of the shining sun, so let us see your goodness in our lives. Lord, guide us, move us, inspire us to speak your words. Give us the strength, the courage, the motivation to challenge injustice. And let us be your hands, continuing your mission right now on earth. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We will now continue our worship by taking the offering. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for the money that has been received that it will be used according to your will. And we also pray for the money that we keep for ourselves, that it may help us live according to your will. Amen. Our final hymn is "I the Lord" or "Sea and Sky," which can be found on the blue slips. And there are two songs on it, so yep, try and read the right one. May we focus on the future and find God waiting there. May we watch the horizon and know the sun will rise. May we still see the clouds gathering and know there will be laughter after the rain. And may we trust in God's future as we live in our present time. Amen.